Inviting friends to your home is one of the things that are common in every culture. But what are the differences how people behave when they invited friends? For finding that out, I invited Rana from Japan.
Hello.
And Camille from Lithuania.
Hello.
Myself, I'm an exchange student from Austria. When I invite friends for a certain time and they're half an hour too late, it's really impolite for me. How is the situation for you as a Japanese, Rana?
It's very, very impolite. Maybe you will lose your trust from friends because in Japan, people are always in time, not on time, in okay. time most of the time. We have to get the place that you're supposed to meet before 5 minutes or even before. So it's really important that you're not to be late.
So normally when you arrive,
yeah,
you are sometimes too early.
Most of the time we are 5 minutes earlier.
Okay, because in Austria it's impolite to be too early as well.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, God. Because when, for example, when you are too early in Austria, you wait the 5 minutes.
Yeah.
How is it for you, Camille?
It depends on friends. Actually, I'm all the time late, but I'm calling to my friends when I'm late. It depends on the reason why. But I think also it's like impolite to be too early. So it's kind of middle to be like 15, 10 minutes later. It's fashionable. So I don't think it's impolite.
Okay. In Austria, my friends would mostly bring a little present, like a snack or a drink. But when they wouldn't bring anything, it would still be not impolite for me. It's not like you don't have to do it. How is it in Lithuania?
I think it depends on occasion, but if they are not bringing something, it's not really matters, but it's nice when they bring something, of course, like wine.
And in Japan?
I think it's the same, depending on the occasion.
So it's quite similar in all of our countries.
Yeah.
In Austria, I would bring my friends to the room where I would like them to have, and then I would tell them to sit down somewhere. And otherwise, I think they would stay somewhere in the middle of the apartment, standing and waiting me for offer them a seat or where to go. How is it in your cultures?
I always have to say, like, feel like at home. When I say it, like, it's okay. But they find place for themselves. You can, like, just be quiet. It depends on friends, you know.
Okay.
And in Japan, I think people would wait until some people say, you can take your seat.
When I meet my friends just for a random meeting, I would offer them a drink or a coffee and maybe a little snack, but I wouldn't offer them real food or like something fancy. Do you offer food in Japan for your friends, Rana?
Yeah, we prepare tea for them and then, yeah, some small snacks.
Yeah, I think it's quite polite to ask if they want coffee or tea, but nothing like big.
When I sit, for example, together with my friends for a talk in the living room and I would switch on the TV, they would be really confused because it's so uncommon to do it.
Gosh.
Would it be crazy would it be crazy in your countries or not?
In Japan, if the person starts turning on the TV all of a sudden, then people would feel like, okay, maybe she's got bored.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Our conversation is boring and I felt a bit bad.
Yeah, I feel the same. Like, it's totally impolite, like, to switch on TV. It's like, oh my God.
When my friend's glass with the drink is empty and he asks me for some more to drink, or I ask him if he wants some more, if they would say yes, I would bring them something. Do you think it would be impolite from you to your friends to send them to, like, for example, the basement for picking up a drink?
In Japan, it's better you bring it and pour it into the cup, in the glass. If it's with friends, maybe you can be asked that if you have extra drink or not. But if you're in business situation, you have to check if the counterpart's glass is empty or not.
Okay.
If you can't do it, you're considered to be very impolite.
But in Lithuania, is it different or?
I don't think so. I think it's quite the same like in Japan.
Okay. Finally, my friends are leaving, so I bring them to the entrance door. Do you also bring them to the entrance door, or would it be okay to say in the room where you are actually say goodbye to them?
In Japan, it's same as Austria. Yeah, we will see them off at the door.
Okay.
yeah. always take to the door. We are like hugging there, kissing, you know, saying goodbye properly, and it's like fun thing to do.
Finally, I have one more question. What is the most impolite thing for you, what your friends could do at your home?
Maybe to walk in the house, like, and start touring your flat or house without your permission.
Okay. What's the most impolite thing for you, Rana, what your friends could do at your home?
Maybe same as Lithuania, or it can be like jumping or running or like making big sounds inside of the house, because we have to live in an apartment. If you do like jumping and hopping or something like that, you will give trouble to the people living downstairs. It's better that you don't shout or jump or something like that.
Okay. So that was quite interesting with you. I think we have really a lot similar in our cultures.
We can be good friends. We have same kind of values.
I think we will never have problems with friends from other countries. And I only want to say thank you for your time. And a nice time in Finland here.
Thanks. You too.